Alright, I'm throwing out the intro. This is Movie Bonfire. We're here, we were supposedly going to cover two finalizations of the trilogy. Will can't even be bothered to pay attention right now. What are you doing over there? He's hacking into some system over here.
Oh, don't worry, it's a Mac. It doesn't have any viruses.
This is Movie Bonfire. We're going to be talking about It's Alive 3. Island of the Alive. Oh, we almost did
almost.
That perfectly.
Almost. Oh,
there was hesitation. I was like, are we going to? I don't know. High five.
Trust me, what?
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about that. We thought we were going to cover Ripley Final Trilogy and It's Alive Final Trilogy, but someone who thinks they're going to hack into some kind of Chicago booth system via a Mac cannot be bothered to watch all the movies in time.
Ta-ta. I'm in.
He's in.
Okay, so It's Alive, Trey.
Trey,
I believe is what it was called when it was released. This was like a cinema verite.
Yeah.
This was a very high quality movie. It wasn't released around the entire United States, just in select cinemas.
Right, exactly.
That had high quality patrons.
Right, like maybe $3 a showing.
Yeah.
Because you can't really charge great artists for coming to watch a movie.
Exactly.
That's the only people that would watch this.
People got paid to see this because they would know that they would respect it. The kind of people we were talking about earlier who were like watching it like, oh, Island of the Alive.
Yeah.
This movie is the best.
I just knew they would make it to an island someday.
It is natural. You have a baby, it is alive, you put it on the island.
Do you mind if I watch the trailer while you're talking about it?
So no, go ahead. Let's listen to the trailer in the background as we discuss.
It's apparently not working.
Warner Brothers put this out.
Yeah, this is
That's the original trailer, fool.
This is It's Alive 3, the actual just keep talking.
There's the island.
There it is.
So, we go to this island. This is filmed in Hawaii, so it's like a paradisical.
Oh, it was filmed in Hawaii.
That's what I read on IMDb.
Excellent.
That's why I traveled to Maui this last week.
That's right.
Was to get a closer look at the island where they filmed Island of the Alive.
Which
I'm assuming
it's
Maui.
You didn't realize all the mutant babies were in
like a claw. Is that true? They're little.
I don't know, Interrupter Jones. Right. What was your question?
That hand looks scarily, freakily good. Was it a good movie?
Did we not just say it was awesome?
Right. Forget it. Just keep going.
Okay, so all the babies have been put on this island because of this trial.
Yeah.
Where they
really
decided,
intense.
This is fucked up, we can't kill these babies.
Yeah.
That shit ain't right.
Frickin' liberals messed everything up, dude.
Yeah.
They got rights and everything.
Yeah, now that it's born, you can't abort it anymore.
Right.
We have to keep it.
Jeez.
So we send it off, all of them.
Actually, that's an interesting dilemma. I just want to throw that in there, you know, because you got all these conservative people that are usually like, oh, baby rights and stuff.
Yeah.
And now they're just trying to kill them.
Yeah.
It's the conservatives
trying to
kill them.
Switches sides.
Yeah.
That's,
I like that.
Yeah.
I never saw that twist. It's liberals are like, let them live.
Now that it's alive, now that it's a quote-unquote human, we have to let it live. But the conservatives are like, no, now we got to kill it.
Yeah, it's not a human.
Yeah.
Toast.
Kill it. Okay. So, now we have an island.
Yep, they're all five are sent there, all three.
However many there were. Was there even specified, actually?
I think somebody said there's six now.
Oh.
I honestly think I remember hearing that.
We have the specifics. That would explain that there's going to be another baby on that island then.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that later. But anyway, there's an island of babies, and that's pretty much the plot of this movie.
Yep, check. The father goes back to his shoe salesman life.
Yeah.
He's loving that, you know, helping kids out.
Try on shoes.
Oh my god. Is this true?
What?
Is that what they look like?
Yeah, that's what they look like.
The official puppet baby from the Larco production.
Oh, you can buy it.
Oh, wow.
What's this website?
$60.
$60 you can buy a puppet baby if it's alive.
What's up with the teeth?
Is this the regular baby or is this the new grown-up babies from Island of the Alive?
I think that's the original there.
Yeah. The grown-up babies are not available for purchase,
because
they're life-sized.
Plus, you know, after 6 months, they come with a rash.
Only some of them.
Only some.
Others develop mutant superpowers.
Right. Well, they all do that to some extent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in this movie, we have a transition from little babies that are getting killed within a few weeks of being born to monster babies that grow for 5 years and are now adults. As far as these mutants go.
Yeah, in mutant years.
In mutant years, they're adults.
Like
and they can
years.
Reproduce.
Yeah.
And they happen to reproduce right when our hero lands on the island with his group of scientists who are going to study the babies.
Yep. Just a peaceful little expedition.
Yeah. Just to study. We don't want to hurt you. Just here to study you.
It's just, it's not like we brought high-powered rifles.
Yeah, it's not like we want to shoot you. It's not like we want to take you back and dissect you. We just want to talk. Everyone in this troop is killed immediately.
Yep.
Like, within 5 minutes.
It's a disaster mission.
Yeah. It's really bad. Really bad mission. And then these monster babies are headed back to the mainland.
Well, yeah, that's the other really interesting thing. Apparently, they're really good, really quiet swimmers.
Yeah.
Because they kill people and then boom, immediately out. Maybe they're teleporters now. I don't know.
They learned from Jason. Yeah. This is what, 1987 or so, after all.
Yeah.
So Jason's learned teleporting by this point. Yeah, I'm sure they've watched him on the island. They probably, one of them probably hooked up a satellite, got a little view of Jason lives.
Yeah.
And they're like, Jason lives. We're alive.
Like, I've been killing people for years.
Yeah. So then they learned how to teleport. So, and they have their homing mechanisms is apparently really strong. Because we knew from the first two movies that they can find their parents.
Yep.
You know, first we knew they could find them anywhere within the city they were in.
It was a mile radius at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 5 years later, dude.
The second movie was, yeah, mile radius. Now, they can find them across the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
They know which way. They're on an island. Oh, well, I was going to say they're in Hawaii, but we don't say that. It's just an island because the mom lives in Florida. They would basically be, either they're going to go through the Panama Canal, or they're going to go all the way around South America and get back around to Florida.
Well, yeah, this is just an uninhabited island, yeah. So it couldn't be Hawaii.
It could be right there by Florida.
Yeah, easy. That's true. You know what I mean? Yeah. In which case, they would know exactly where to go.
Yeah, it'd be... Actually, yeah, because they go to Cuba at first, yeah. And you get some help from some Cubans. They just... Apparently, it's really simple. You just build a little raft. You can get there. It's a straight shot.
Yeah.
It doesn't even take really that few hours, maybe.
Yeah. Well, there was a passing ship, but that apparently didn't help them.
No.
That was the greatest rescue scene ever. Like, throw a big plank overboard. Throw your dad overboard. All right, you're cool. Peace.
See you later. So, what did you see as the point of this movie? Like, what... Like, in the first one, it seemed like there was some kind of... moral issues of
what's
like
the point of this movie.
Yeah.
Like moral issues of what do you do with this as your child and like the trauma you might go through experiencing having this child born.
Yeah.
The second movie it was more like who's right and who's wrong. Is it right to kill the babies or is it right to try and keep them alive even if they're dangerous?
Yeah.
The third movie, what's the point here? Like we have an island, there's babies.
I think the point that I got out of it is that John P. Ryan is dead. Because he's not around to make sense of anything. So it's chaos in his absence.
It's like Atlas Shrugged, who is John Galt? Yeah. Throughout this, they would be saying, who is John P. Ryan?
Yeah.
And he's not there.
Exactly. It's like Christmas without Santa Claus.
Are you kidding me?
You know?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Has Karen Black in it? The girl from the Trilogy of Terror? Oh my God, it does.
Who's she?
She's the greatest actress ever of the 70s.
Oh, she's the mom. Oh, yeah, she's
the
mom.
How could you not like this movie? It's horrible. Okay, sorry.
So, yeah, there's really...
Well, we do have the scene where the mutant baby saves the chick from getting raped.
So the babies have a new ability to be superheroes now. They're not just scary monsters. Now they can kind of discern who should be targeted.
Right.
Because there's different scenes where people are in danger. There's the molester guy who's trying to blackmail the baby's mom.
Mm-hmm.
The baby shows up and is like, no.
Dead.
So maybe this is to show that these babies can be good.
Yeah, they are moral
in
a sense. You know, even though once you get past the whole killing is not moral.
Yeah.
Know.
Once you're past that, and we're past that long ago.
Oh, yeah. I think we passed that on Friday the 13th, part one.
Yeah. So I guess the point really then is just
For the babies.
Feel sorry for the babies. That seems to be the ultimate point.
Yeah. They get a rash, they're dying.
Oh,
you know?
They love each other so much though.
Yeah, they had a
kid. Holding hands.
Look how much they love each other.
They came all the way here just for us to see this kid.
To pass it on.
And then the grandparents of this monster child take it and leave the scene laughing.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
I think that represents the entire movie right there, is that last scene where it's just like, I'm really uncomfortable with the scene because I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what to feel. Yeah. That's the movie.
WTF is like the letters that should have fallen from the sky as they were driving. They probably just didn't have the special effects at the time. Yeah. Like, as they were driving off, a W would have fallen, crushed the car, and then a T falls next to it, and then an F, and then it's like, the end. And you're like, yeah, that pretty much makes sense.
So, you know, let's wrap up the trilogy real quick.
Okay.
It's Alive 1.
Yes.
Judge it for the time that it came out.
74, right?
73?
73. 74.
I can't remember.
Early 70s.
Early 70s,
yes. Let's go with that. For the time it came out.
And you got John P. Ryan in it.
Okay. So let's see, what came out around that time?
Early 70s.
This would be like, Suspiria was like 78? I'm trying to think of other horror movies.
Oh, the horror movies. Wasn't this about the time that Black Christmas came out?
Yes. Good point.
It's kind of in that era.
Okay.
What I like about it is it's original. Nobody did Mutant Killer Babies before.
Yeah, and it's got some camp, but they take it very seriously. It's kind of like, if you were to take what camp is now, this is what they're going for.
Yeah.
They're trying to be serious and still be ridiculous, and no one can really achieve it now because they always do too much tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
They go too far, and you go, you're obviously trying to be funny.
Because the missing element now is John P. Ryan.
Exactly.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. You are exactly right. He's like the Dennis Hopper of It's Alive.
He brings it together.
Yeah,
it
really does. Like Dennis Hopper did for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Part 2? Yeah, Part 2. Makes it seem legit.
Yeah.
That's what John B. Ryan does.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In that case, you know, I would give this movie still, I'd say, a B.
A B?
As far as horror movies in the 70s go.
Okay.
It's got great acting, good drama, B.
All right. First one, I'm going to give a C+, because of the major plot holes, like, how's the baby teleporting around and chopping?
I think we know. It goes through the sewer.
Well, that still doesn't explain the delivery room, how 7 people got bit in the neck.
That's true. I think someone from Mission Impossible dropped a rope through and it was just like, ow. Yeah. So, okay. Then we got It's Alive.
Dose.
Oh, It Lives Again, I mean.
Oh, It Lives Again.
It Lives Again.
Yep.
So, this one makes a lot less sense.
True.
But we do have John P. Ryan coming back.
Yep.
Although he does get killed, which is a negative.
A big negative, yeah. Actually.
And we have giant pesticide tent.
Yes.
So that's a plus.
Instant cast.
To me, yeah.
Well, the good thing about this sequel is that it's a very good continuation. Picks right up, goes right on, has the same character. Good, you know, good transition for me.
That's true.
If I were a fan of the first one, I would definitely, you know, be a fan of the beginning of the second one.
Oh, the beginning of the second one. this one is unfortunately hindered by the poor acting of its leads.
So other than John P. Ryan.
Other than John P. Ryan, the new couple.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I have to give this one, I'm going to jump down pretty low after the B I gave the last one because I did enjoy that one. It's going to be a C-.
C-? Yeah. Wow.
I'm still thinking it's okay because, I mean, we got Mutant Babies, we got 3 of them. It's pretty funny. It's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I'd give it a C-.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm just reading something. I'm just catching up on the backstory of this movie. I just want to throw this one out there. This is a quote from the New York Times, September 25th. I don't know what date this was written. Anyway, the quote is, "It's clear to anyone who can read that director Cohen is drawing parallels between the quarantine children and society's treatment of AIDS victims." Any comment?
Really?
Anyone who can read?
AIDS victims?
That's what it says.
I guess I can't read. This was the 70s?
There was absolutely no homosexuality.
This is 1987.
Oh, this is the third one.
Isn't that what you just did? The Island of the
Yeah.
Life?
Yeah.
Oh, but wait, did I skip that?
There's no homosexuality at all, though. And at this point, that was still, in this time in history, people were still strongly linking HIV to homosexuality.
Sounds like you disagree with the New York
Times. So, are you saying... What are you saying?
Here's what it says. It's clear to anyone who can read, basically saying, anyone who watches a movie, that the director is drawing parallels between quarantine children and society's treatment of AIDS victims. This is mid-80s movie when, I don't know what the situation with AIDS was at that time. The people, this is like Ryan, that kid Ryan that had AIDS was like Michael Jackson's friend. I forgot.
Yeah, this is kind of when AIDS was in full swing. Everyone was really scared about
like,
it.
Like, afraid of everyone.
So they're saying they're quarantining the babies. I really can't agree with that, though, because, like, their options here are, like, they're in a courtroom, and they're like, we need to just kill these babies. And they're like, no, we can't kill them. We need to put them somewhere. Isn't there somewhere where they can live?
Yeah.
And they put them on an island. I don't see a parallel between the pariah status of someone with AIDS, like, oh, stay away from me, you're bad. Or, like, I'm scared of getting your disease, to quarantining the babies. Because they're not like, we need to put these monsters away from us. They're like, let's kill them. No, let's be nice to them and put them on an island. I mean, yeah. And these babies are actually killing people.
The only thing, the only parallel I can see is that the rash at the end. Because that was new. The rash that killed them.
That's true. But I don't know.
What, they died from some disease?
They died from some rash.
But they never talk about how they got it or where it kind of came from.
Baby killing AIDS.
But it doesn't get passed on to the child.
Yeah.
So, either they just didn't know that about AIDS at the time, or...
I don't know.
Who is this person writing this?
I already turned it off, but...
Yeah,
I don't know if people with AIDS are not really monsters, but these things is like kill people, right?
Yeah.
Little babies, like, you gotta do something with them, you gotta kind of put them in a box.
If they're not in a cage, they actually kill people. That's what's weird, because it's not like... They, in the first two, they kind of make the point, like, if you're nice to them, they won't kill people. But they kill people anyway. Even people who are nice to them trying to protect them. So... I don't see a parallel. Mr.
Okay.
New York Times
guy.
Well,
anyway, that was my... At least I got to contribute to
it. Clear to anyone that can read. Wow.
I guess I can't read.
That's a strong statement. So, I would give this one a C, because I think it was...
Up?
Well, I
gave
C+.
You gave a C+. Okay.
It was less than the first one.
Yeah.
But the second one was a good sequel in the way that it transitioned.
Yeah.
So, to me, that makes... To me, that's probably the most important thing about a sequel. You've got to transition and get the original characters back. Or at least the ones we care about.
Yeah.
So.
Now we're getting into Island of the Alive.
Oh, God.
Which is the one we just mentioned has nothing to do with AIDS.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun on you guys.
No, it's okay. Fine. You weren't paying attention at all, so you can't be expected to contribute meaningfully.
I heard Island before.
So, Island of the Alive, we have all new characters. We kind of have the same thing going on. We kind of understand that we're picking up years later after this happened.
Yeah.
But
it
this
just
movie
gets,
is painful.
It gets too political right away. And then the story, like, gets nonsensical.
It's almost episodic. We have courtroom drama episode.
Yeah.
Episode of...
Island.
Random people going to an island and getting killed.
Yeah.
Episode of scientific hunting experiment gone awry.
Yeah.
Episode of sailing back to the mainland, final episode of On the Mainland. So
yes,
this movie doesn't tie together well. I give this movie... It does have giant monster babies.
I'm in the D range for this
one. I don't know if a D minus exists is the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to give it an F because, I mean, it does have giant
monster
babies.
Right, it doesn't fail.
Yeah, it's not a fail blog.
Yeah.
So... I think I'm just going to have to stick with a D, only because I don't think D- is an actual rating.
I think that John B. Ryan could have brought this film up to into C range for me.
If they could have done like Friday the 13th and just shown some flashbacks, we could have been reminded of John
True.
B. Ryan.
Yeah.
I may have jumped it up to a D+ as well, but
yeah,
it's staying in a D for me.
Yeah. You can't take away John B. Ryan and not piss me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that pretty much wraps up the trilogy. If you ever see it, I'm sorry. We feel your pain, literally, because we watched it too.
Yeah. So
stop after the first one or the second one.
Just listen to these instead of seeing, forego seeing these movies and listen to these podcasts instead.
Yes. No milk.
Baby
no
claw.
And the Jew come.
And the baby can come. How you defend against the baby attack?
The claw.
Will's shaking his head. He doesn't think the Borat is funny.
No, what? That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I get through that.
Anyone that can read.
Anyone that can read can clearly see the parallels that Sacha Baron Cohen is drawing between American society
and people with AIDS and black people and
hilariousness. Do you disagree?
Yeah, I totally disagree.
Do you disagree?
What's the name of the movie that just came out that just bombed? What was that movie?
Bruno?
Yeah, Bruno.
Bruno bombed?
Pretty much.
Really?
That's in Will's dreams.
I tried watching that crap 3 times and turned it off every time, so.
Too much penis? It was.
It only
was,
took you that long to get done. You can't get through like, it. You're like, oh, done. 5 minutes at a time.
I was like, I'll try this one more time. Nope.
That was a lot of penis. I mean, I don't mind some penis in a movie. It's okay. I can tolerate it.
I don't care about the penis. I care about the stupid.
Well, the stupid's what made it so funny. But yeah, that was a little much penis.
Whatever.
You should see the penis in Island of the Alive, then. Giant monster baby penis.